Unit 13. Flesh-eating robot.
Robots are awesome creations. They can do many things, from vacuuming the carpet to helping build cars to exploring other worlds like Mars. They do have one major drawback. They need battery power, and lots of it. Until now, that is. Researchers in England have recently built a robot that is designed to run without a battery. Instead, it uses bacteria to make ordinary houseflies into energy. These bacteria decompose animal matter and plants such as dead flies and rotten apples. All the robot needs is a fly. Once it has one, the bacteria go to work. They kill it and eventually break down its tissue. While they are eating the tissue of the fly, electrons are produced. Electrons are what make electricity. Using these electrons, the robot is then able to generate its own power. This method of power production allows the robot to run for several days. For example, EcoBot 2 can run for 12 days with only 8 flies. Although the robot can only move 8 to 16 centimeters an hour, it can run without ever using a battery. With the robot's ability to make its own power, scientists are hopeful about self-powered robots in the future. These robots could replace humans in dangerous situations. Researchers believe there are many ways robots would be beneficial. Both the military and the scientific communities are very interested in the robots. The robot can be sent into enemy camps for surveillance. It can also go into the depths of the ocean to conduct research. Underground city sewers can be perfect places for the robot to work. There is no need to replace a battery pack or recharge it. As long as there is a steady supply of flies, the robots will keep working. The scientists are still perfecting the robot. Researchers are adapting the robot so that it can actually catch the flies itself. They want the robot to be able to lure the flies to it and trap them. So not only will future robots perform all sorts of tasks, but they will keep areas clear of pesky flies too.